Listening Library presents Blood Witch by Susan Dennard. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Whitney. That which is closest she cannot see, a strand fallen from the weave, cast adrift on winds of flame, a knife with two sides, blood on the snow. From Eurydice's Lament. 13 years ago. Maybe today will be different. For 3 peals of the chimes above the gatehouse, the boy has been playing with others, 6 of them. Never has he been addressed by so many his age. Certainly, he has never been allowed in a game of fox and hen. And certainly, he has never smiled this much. His cheeks ache from the grinning, but he can't stop. Liesel is catching up. She's the fox in this round, and the boy is the only hen left. She laughs. The boy laughs. It feels good, swelling in his chest, bubbling up his throat like the spring behind the dormitories. He can't remember if he's ever laughed before today. He hopes this game never ends. Liesel catches up. She's older, longer-legged, and nimble in a way none of the other acolytes are. The boy overheard his mentor discussing yesterday that they might move her up to the next level of training. Liesel's hand slams onto the boy's shoulder. Caught you. Her fingers dig into the loose linen of his monastery tunic. She yanks back, forcing the boy to stop. He laughs.